This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I'm actually not sure if this is a gay issue, a food issue, a gay food issue. I really don't. This one's got me a little perplexed. They're banning trans fats. Is that a social issue? Is that something that we should be outraged about? Should we be fat? Are they fat shaming the trans? Is what I'm like. They're banning trans fats. Come on. Surely you can go with me here, people. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. This article reads, how did we get here? The long road of removing trans fats from the food supply is about to end. Oh, maybe they're coming back. It started in 2015 when the U.S. FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, ruled that the artificial trans fats were unsafe to eat. The agency gave the food industry 3 years to reformulate products and ensure an orderly transition. Oh, we wanted a peaceful transition away from trans fats. Somebody's going to get sued. Surely they're going to sue Donald Trump over this. You know this, right? The orderly transition of trans fats didn't occur. You know somebody's got to go to jail. It's got to be a Trump. The final compliance date for specifically removing PHOs is what they call them. They even got an acronym for trans fats, which contain trans fats, but also occur naturally in some meats, was January 1st of 2021. But in August of this year, the agency issued a direct final rule making the decision permanent and enforceable. A direct final rule process intended for non-controversial rules allows an agency to issue a rule without the need for a double review process. So, starting December 22nd of this year, no products containing PHOs will be allowed on grocery store shelves. PHOs. Removing trans fats from food supply. So it says Denmark gained global attention as the first country to ban trans fats back in 2003, probably in an effort to get the country more lean and less gay, apparently. Between 2003 and 2018, we're having a little fun with this subject. Come on, y'all. Enjoy. Send this to one of your gay friends. They'll get it. Anyway, between 2008 and 2018, restrictions followed in Switzerland, Iceland, China, Hungary, Norway, Sweden, and other countries. Apparently, these white countries do not like their trans fatties. So far, there's been no racial element into the banning of trans fats. Let's hope it keeps that way. Reading on, in the United States, New York City, California, and parts of Maryland also set limits on trans fats. Now, that's interesting because those are three highly leftist states. New York enacted a citywide phase-out July 1st of 2008, meaning foods containing a half a gram or more of trans fats could no longer be stored, used, or served in food establishments in the Big Apple. California trans fat bill went into effect in 2010, prohibiting the storage, serving, and distribution of PHOs and connected pho. It's like pho, which in Vietnamese is pronounced pho. Okay, but so hopefully this does not affect Vietnamese food. I'm just putting that out there because who knows? Anyway, in connection with food preparation in restaurants Next sentence. Montgomery County, Maryland blazed the trail as the first county in the United States to ban trans fats altogether. Restaurants, grocery stores that prepare foods are limited to 0.5 gram or less. Now, what exactly are PHOs? FOs. They are oils that have undergone a process called hydrogenation, where hydrogen is added to liquid oils to make them more solid or stable. Who knew we were going to have a chemistry lesson this morning? Yeah, so let's see. It was more stable at room temperature. This process transforms liquid oils into semi-solid fats, making them suitable for use in various food products. What happened to the days of Crisco? Where you just took that big old heaping hunk of lard, popped it into a skillet and let it sizzle, and you threw your fried chicken in there. Well, I don't know what kind of fats those were. Were those LGBT fats, or were those NGW, not gay man woman, NGMW fats? I don't really care. I know this. A lot of people have been eating non-trans fats, trans fats, whatever the fats are, and we've been living pretty well. We're living longer. Maybe there is something to this. I got to be honest with you. Anytime science gets in the middle of stuff, I start wondering about mRNA and vaccinations and what are they putting in them. Are they putting nanoparticles into my body trying to kill me? They go on to tell us a little bit more. They said these artificially created oils give food added texture, a more desirable taste, and a longer shelf life, all of which have made them popular, cost-effective staple in restaurants and fast food outlets. And they say PHOs contain trans fats, which are unsaturated fats with trans isomer fatty acid configuration. This is all way above my pay grade. But here's how they say it affects your health. A diet heavy in trans fats is intrinsically tied to a laundry list of harms resulting in everything from heart disease to cancer to diabetes. Banning these fats could prevent thousands of heart attacks and deaths each year, according to the, you ready? FDA. Now, this is where I go back to the warning. Drink 3 glasses of wine a day. Oh, no, don't only drink 1 wine a month. No, coffee's good for you. No, it's not good for you. Chocolate's good for you, but only if it's dark chocolate. It can't be vanilla chocolate. And you go, what? I don't know that I believe them. And look, we've gotten more sophisticated in terms of being able to look at products and know what they do and study the human body or whatever, but I don't know. It's kind of, have you looked at gluten? You know, we got this gluten craze, gluten-free, gluten-free, gluten-free. And this is what I've heard, that gluten, as it, you know, in terms of the impact on the body, it impacts like 1 out of 1,000 people. But we've got all this marketing to gluten. We've got all the marketing to trans fats, unsaturated fats, you know, vegetable oils versus these other types of oils. And I do believe there should be certainly some regulation on it, but I don't know that I trust the government. That's where I'm at. And I do like foods that last a little longer and taste a little bit better, but am I willing to sacrifice my health on it? I don't know. Well, we'll see what the trans community has to say about this, because in the end, isn't it their decision? We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I think we talked about this subject a while back. I'm not into mandatory stuff. It bugs me. You know, when we were kids growing up, we had the seatbelts in the car that were just on your body. I get it. If you get in a wreck, that thing's just going to rip you in two. There are going to be two pieces of you versus one. So I get having the one that goes across your body. I get it. But if you have like one of these all-terrain vehicles, they have the ones that are, what they call them, 4 points, where they go like an X across your chest, and then you still have the one in your body. So why isn't that mandatory in cars? Probably because it's difficult to manufacture and keep the aesthetics of the car. But the point is that harness is more safe than just a regular seatbelt. Now, airbags must be operational in your car. You can't have a car with an inoperable airbag. You can't legally drive that car. You can't insure it. Why? I mean, airbags may help a few people, might save lives, but is it really necessary that it's mandatory? Particularly when you consider the number of motorcycles on the road. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I mean, we've got all these laws for cars, and you could jump right on a motorcycle. You can jump right on a motorcycle and do whatever damage to yourself that you want to do, but they're going to mandatory. You got to have a seatbelt in the car. You got to have an airbag. Well, why don't you outlaw motorcycles? You get it? Of course you do, because you're smart people. So I look at all these things that sort of, not only do they infringe on your rights, but what bugs me about them most is that the money they cost, there are lobbyists, you know, getting this stuff put in, and you're going, look, I get that you want to have a job. I get that you're trying to, you know, make money on that. But boy, it really bugs me that I got to pay the price for it. And I'll use motorcycles as an example. I don't even ride a motorcycle. But somehow that's being factored into what's going on in my life. Just like the shoplifting that happens every single day. These mega shoplifting groups. Even the person who's just the individual who goes out and steals because they think that it's okay. Cost me money. I'm tired of paying for other people's nonsense. And here's another one that we're going to talk about where I feel the same way. And this is the mandatory breathalyzer. And here's what they say. U.S. auto safety regulators say they've taken the first step towards requiring devices in vehicles that prevent drunk or impaired driving. Well, I can see how you could prevent drunk driving. Blow into the tube. It says you have too much alcohol. But for all intents and purposes, I could blow into the tube, have a friend blow into the tube, and I'm good to go. Now, I couldn't stop anywhere and cut my car off, unless I could find somebody else to blow into the tube. But I see an industry coming of people that just do nothing but wait in funny, you know, crazy areas and blow into the tube. Wait at the club. And when somebody comes, I can't start my car. You say, I'll start it for you for $20. What do you need me to do? Will you blow into the tube? Just saying that, look, it's probably a good idea in concept. But is it a good idea in reality? And my attitude is, no, it's not. And it isn't because I dislike the concept. I do agree keeping drunk drivers off the road is good. But does it keep sleepy drivers off the road? Short answer, no. It can't regulate that. Impaired driving. What if the breathalyzer, and again, maybe they're going to look at your irises or whatever, but the breathalyzer, I'm going to guess, doesn't measure heroin or if I've, you know, I'm on some hallucinogenic drug. Government, again, trying to oversave you. Such devices now are required. They said they're starting the process of putting these safety standards in place. New technology in all the cars, just like your those airbags. Such devices were required in the bipartisan infrastructure law that was passed in Congress in 2021. The agency says an advance notice of the proposed rulemaking will help it gather information about the state of the technology to detect impaired driving. The regulation would set standards for the devices once technology is mature, said the NHTSA. So they're going to wait for the technology to mature. Then they're going to say, okay, now it's ready to go. We're ready to take it to work. Put it out there en masse. And while there have been some good things that have come to cars, anti-lock brakes, I think it's great that there's anti-lock brakes. I think that it's great that cars have air conditioning systems. I remember when that was an option. It's not an option anymore, is it? I mean, I don't know. They give you some metrics. In 2021, the latest year for which statistics are available, nearly 13,400 people were killed in drunk driving crashes, costing society, they have a number here, $280 billion in medical expenses, lost wages, loss of quality of life, according to the statement. Alcohol-impaired crash deaths hit nearly a 15-year high in December of 2021, with more than 1,000 people dying. It's going to keep drunk drivers off the road, and we're going to keep the people from dying because it's somebody's drunk, said U.S. Rep. Debbie Dingell, a Michigan Democrat who pushed for the legislation. This is going to be simple technology versus what? Difficult, hard technology? So let's look at this. They can cut your car off at any time. If I can put a breathalyzer meter in your car, I can cut it off. I told you guys, we rented a Renault in Switzerland. That car knew every mile per hour, kilometer per hour, everywhere we went. It was right on the dashboard. Right there. It told me when I was going too fast. I mean, you could see it. It would start to flash. Like you're going too fast. I began to wonder, is it going to write me tickets? If I do go too fast, will it write me a ticket? I can't tell you that it wouldn't. So, well, what's all this tech leading to? I know this. Tesla cut off a person's car because the guy didn't want to take his car in for warranty. They cut it off. I think that's a little too much power in the hands of people that, in my opinion, shouldn't be governing my car. I don't want you cutting off my car. I was talking to a friend of mine. She said she was backing out of a, she and her husband were backing out of their garage, driveway, and something was in the way and the car stopped. And she goes, it was interesting, but she goes, I had seen it myself. Well, I said, but what about you're doing it and there's something in the road and you are trying to swerve out of the way. And the sensor doesn't know that. It just goes, look, I see you swerve. I see you doing this. I'm not going to let you swerve. What happens? Now, this breathalyzer's got nothing to do with this other stuff. I get it. But I still say, are you overreaching? And my short answer is yes, they are overreaching. What are your thoughts?
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. A jury cleared three Washington State police officers of all criminal charges yesterday in the 2020 death of Manuel Ellis. Officers report that Ellis was trying to open the door of a passing car when they confronted him and he became aggressive. Witnesses say Ellis never got aggressive and a doorbell camera showed him surrendering before being tased and restrained face down. The defense argued that a lethal amount of methamphetamine and a pre-existing heart condition killed Ellis, not the officers. The Christmas holiday weekend arrives, but with the added specter of war in the Holy Land. Israeli forces beginning to slowly push into central Gaza today with heavy artillery bombardment and airstrikes reported. Israel revealing what it describes as an extensive tunnel network beneath Gaza City constructed by Hamas. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The Biden family is a family of crooks and scoundrels.
And look, I'm not going to condemn them, because if a family member got that kind of power, I don't know what my family would do. There'd probably be people, Kev, can you hook us up with this or that? You know, I don't know. But I don't think, I've been around people of means and people that have power, and I'm going to tell you, I honestly can't remember where I was like, okay, one of my friends has made it or whatever, and I've got some pretty powerful friends where I was like, I'm going to piggyback on this, or I'm going to make them go get somebody or whatever. I haven't, at least I can't remember any. I'm not going to tell you I'm immune, because I'm not. I'm vindictive. I've got all the emotions of anybody else. And if I can get somebody, I probably have thought about it. But I don't remember using like a position of somebody to do it. But I can't rule it out, because I think human nature, you could say, if you had the opportunity to get even with a nemesis, and you could make a phone call, you might do it. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I always like to make it clear to conservatives that we're no different than the left. We're not. We just don't have the numbers. We have the same emotions. We're human beings. Don't try to remove yourself from it. You have everything that you see them do, all the debauchery, the crookedness, the evil, exists inside of you. You just know how to harness it. You say, I don't have to release the Kraken. So that's the difference between us and them, is we believe in something bigger than ourselves. And so if you say to me, Kevin, if you do this, you'll be taking advantage of somebody, I'm done. Yeah, but they won't know. And whatever, I'm done. I'm not going to take advantage. I don't need to. I think if there's an advantage to be had, tell the other person, hey, you're leaving money on the table, or I found it. Yeah, why take advantage? In the long run, don't you gain more? If somebody were to tell me, Kevin, you know, you ever watch this show, what's it called? The guys at Pickers, the Pickers. And they'll go somewhere, and a guy will say, they'll go, well, hey, what do you take for that? And the guy goes, $100. And the guy, Michael, go, you're a little light, man. He goes, you probably, you know, you could do 200, I'd give you 200 for it. And the people are like, what? And he's telling them, I'm not here to rip you off. I need to make money, but I'm going to give you a fair deal. And that's the way they do it. And I think that if we all treated each other that way, we'd have a much better way of looking at things, but we don't. And the left teaches people to look for an angle, look at a way to cheat the system, get something for nothing. Do you know universal basic income is one of the things that they say is going to be coming in the future? Well, we should just, everybody has a universal basic income. It takes away your want to go do anything. Look, at some point in my life, if things were easy for me to get, I probably wouldn't have the attitude that I have. You gotta scratch and claw. At least you have to know what it feels like. I don't think, at this stage of my life, I'll be honest with you, I don't like scratching and clawing. Y'all need to get the scratching and clawing out of here. But let me put it to you this way. If I didn't know how to scratch and claw, right now would be a really bad time in my life. You gotta scratch and claw. You gotta know how to do it, and you gotta be able to do it without panicking. I think about the number of times I changed careers and as an adult, and every one of them, it could have been a panic. And some of them, I'm going to tell you right now, there were times where I was like, what am I going to do? And you're just sitting there going, man. And, you know, God makes a way. He's prepared you. But you can't panic, and you got to have gone through those things in order to do it. That's why I tell people all the time, your strife makes you stronger. But the left doesn't want to do that. They want to make it easy. They want unions, universal basic income. They want a guarantee of salary amount if they do work. And if they do work, don't press them for more work. They'll sue you. They want it easy. They want legislators giving them stuff, making it simple. They want to cheat their way through. It's one big Ponzi scheme on the left. And you know who's left holding the bag, so to speak? Us. The Biden family. This article was, who is Sarah Biden? Joe's in-law emerges as a central figure in foreign cash deals. And it's written by Paul Sperry, Real Clear Investigations, which is part of Real Clear Politics and the Tom Bevin's group. Really support those guys, man. They do great work. They wrote this. Paul did anyway. Trouble has followed Sarah Catherine Jones since she married into the Biden family almost 3 decades ago. I'm going to tell you stuff that I didn't know. Not long after her 1995 wedding to Jim Biden, she took a job with one of his brother Joe's Senate donors, who later accused her of fraud and unjust enrichment, according to court records reviewed by Real Clear Investigations. In the years since, she and her husband have been accused of reneging on debts, failing to pay their taxes, court and property records show. This is not conjecture. This isn't me going after him. I'm going to get the Biden family. This is what they legitimately say about Sarah Catherine Jones Biden. Like their nephew, first son Hunter Biden, they have reportedly sold the promise of access to their powerful relatives to companies, several of which have gone bankrupt, some of which are tied to foreign countries hostile to the United States. Now, I've been talking about this for some time. The Biden family has an uncanny way of dealing with the most unscrupulous, the most corrupt people. It's hardly ever, hey, listen, we're building this new hydrogen technology and blah, blah, blah. It's not that. It's always somebody that's nefarious. Russian oligarchs, Ukrainian business people that are about to go this. And the companies don't, it isn't like you look at a track record and you go, boy, those Bidens, I tell you what, man, when they get involved, the company does great. It doesn't. All they're looking for, it's a company that's doing something crooked, that's looking for a crook to help them allow for the crookedness to go through. And how do you build a business on that? Or the Bidens have. Now, Sarah Jones Biden has emerged as a key figure in the mushrooming Biden foreign influence peddling scandal. GOP lawmakers seek to question a 64-year-old licensed attorney as part of their investigations into Biden for possible impeachment offenses, including bribery. They are especially interested in subpoenaed bank accounts that include almost $250,000 in checks. Sarah Biden wrote to her brother-in-law, Joe, conspicuously marking them as loan repayment. Republicans want to ask her about the origins of those loans, whether the checks were, quote, funded by Biden influence peddling schemes with China. The committee requires that you provide details of these repayments and other related matters, is what they wrote in a letter to them, and asking her to make herself available. Although Hunter and Jim's questionable business dealings and their possible blessings from the president are drawing increasing scrutiny, Sarah Biden has drawn little attention until now. But court records and other documents show she's been a central player in the Biden family business for decades. They show how her and her husband's desire for a lifestyle they could not quite afford has repeatedly led them to form relationships with shady figures and enterprises that often ended in lawsuits and criminal investigations. Folks, I swear to you, I had not read a single thing about this family, and I came to that conclusion all by myself. Months ago, I said, why didn't they have any legitimate business dealings? And it turns out Sarah is in the middle of all this stuff. It's uncanny. And I'll tell you something else. I talked about this with a friend of mine. Jill Biden is no different than Sarah Catherine Jones Biden. Jill Biden wants the lifestyle. She sacrificed her entire life to get with Joe, Senator Joe Biden, and up until 2016, they eked it out with a $400,000 a year lifestyle, which is nothing in the areas where they lived or in the circles where they walked. She and Sarah wanted more. And when the opportunity came, those two women with their husbands colluded to improve their lifestyle. Jill Biden is now finally leading the lifestyle that Joe Biden promised her when he took her from one of his best buddies. And she was happy to go because she is no better than Meghan Markle. That's what these women are about. They sacrificed. They all invested in Joe Biden. And now that thing, now he gets to pay off. The slot machine finally came up 777. That's what this is about. And when we come back, I'm going to give you all the different intricacies of how Sarah Catherine Jones Biden has played a pivotal part in all of this. And if they get her in front of that committee, she's going to be as bad on the Bidens as Hunter is. Keep it here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or...
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show
on Kevino Jacksones.
The Biden family is a crooked family. The Democrats know this. The world knows this at this point. Now, to what degree of crooked we can measure? I mean, are they Attila the Hun? You know, are they akin to Jeffrey Dahmer? Probably not, but they are a crooked family. And some people are willing to look the other way because it's become the nature of politics. Oh, they didn't get that much. Being honest, they didn't. The Obamas have gotten much more. The Clintons have gotten much more. These rags to riches, these are both of those families I just talked about, the Obamas and the Clintons, they are the I mean, they hit the big time. They hit the lotto. Most politicians do okay. Those guys hit the lotto. But when you get to the level of Joe Biden and it rises to that, you know, kind of the level that we're talking about here, you're supposed to hit the lotto. And as I mentioned, Jill Biden has been, I can only imagine how that woman behind the scenes has been, you need to get yours, Joe. Everybody else around you is getting theirs and you're not getting yours. Well, Sarah Biden is essentially the same thing, except she married into it. She, her husband is not the ball player. You know, he's only brother to the major leaguer. But she wants all the things that the major league gets. We have a friend, his brother plays for the Cardinals. And the younger brother, he's a good athlete, but he never did that well. I'm not kidding you. His wife talks more about her brother-in-law than she does about her husband. It is embarrassing at times. She wants their lifestyle. Talks all the time about when they go to his house. I'm not going to say the names because people know me. But when they go to the professional brother's house that he's got in Cabo, when they go to his house, when he's doing so, when he's buying a new car, flying on a plane, going on vacation, she's living vicariously through her husband, but she really wants the life of her brother-in-law. And that's what Sarah Biden is. She's that person that's like, you know, we've got to start capitalizing. I can only imagine the pressure that family has put Joe Biden under to make it happen, Joe. Make it rain! Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. This article continues, looming over it is Joe Biden. Documents recently obtained by government watchdog America First Legal under a FOIA request reveal that Sarah and Jim's main business, the Lion Hall Group, shows up in more than 3,735 emails generated by the former VP Biden's office. The sheer volume of communications concerning his brother and sister-in-law's business appears to contradict Biden's repeated claims over the years that he's never been involved in or even aware of his family's business dealings. Now they go on and they call it a match made in Kentucky. Sarah Biden's link to Joe date back to the early 1990s when she landed a committee job with Joe's close personal friend, Senator Wendell Ford, a Kentucky Democrat. Senator Ford has been an important part of our family for a long time, Joe Biden said after Ford died in 2015. He gave Sarah Jones Biden from Owensboro, Kentucky, her first job on the Hill when she graduated from Duke Law School, and that's how she met my brother Jimmy. But Jimmy and Sarah weren't just sweethearts, they were also business partners, they write, for a taste with a high living. In 1997, Sarah and Jim formed the consulting firm Lion Hall Group with the help of Joe Biden's old law partner, David Walsh, who acted as their registered agent according to incorporation records that they filed with the state of Delaware. That same year, they bought an expensive home in the Philadelphia suburbs and struggled to make payments on the $650,000 mortgage, records show, even though a longtime Democratic fundraiser for then-Senator Biden, Joel Boyarsky, loaned them as much as $200,000 in 1998. The IRS filed its first lien against their home to collect $145,000 in unpaid taxes. In 2000, they borrowed $353,000 from another Biden donor, Leonard Barak, a Philadelphia attorney who a few years earlier had agreed to hire Sarah Biden at Jim's urging for $300,000 per year, according to court and other records. Barak would soon regret helping them out. According to a lawsuit filed against Sarah Biden 4 years later, Barak said Jim had convinced him that by hiring Sarah as a partner, the Bidens would be able to attract clients to his law firm through their political connections. Jim Biden assured Barak that he would be able to generate business for Barak Law Firm through his family name and his resemblance to his brother, the U.S. Senator of Delaware, according to the complaint filed with the Philadelphia County PA. Instead, the document said, Sarah Biden developed business opportunities for Lion Hall Group, where she served as president, a potential conflict of interest she allegedly never disclosed to Barak. The law firm is also known as Barak, Rodos, and Basin, further acknowledged that she used its resources, including a travel budget, for personal benefit. The lawsuit said that Sarah Biden spent almost $250,000 to travel with her husband to Hawaii, Alaska, and across Europe, including England, Ireland, France, and Italy. I would say go see if Hunter made business contacts there at the same time. They go, They go on to say they even brought their son Nicholas, now 26, with a nanny on some of the lavish trips. Contrary to Sarah Biden's representations, none of the foregoing trips generated any business for the Barack law firm, the suit stated. The Bidens never intended to generate business opportunities for the Barack law firm during their travels, using these trips instead for personal pleasure and to develop opportunities for Lionhall. The couple allegedly received a total of $500,000 in loans before Sarah left the firm in 2003. These salary advances were never repaid, according to the legal complaint. The case, which charged Sarah and the Lion Group with fraud, unjust enrichment, and breach of contract, was eventually settled. Terms were undisclosed. These people are scoundrels, man. And I'm going to tell you, I was in watching this show, that The Good Wife, I've been watching. You see how this game gets played in D.C., Now, they're based out of Chicago, the law firm. But the big city politics and who's in office and who knows who, and it's, you get a feel that you're just a little fish. Yeah. Don't ever think you're too much, because there are people out there who can bring you down. They said in a law publication profile, Sarah Biden asserted that she co-founded the Barack law firm's institutional development and claims monitoring program. Barack apparently was unaware she was pursuing other outside opportunities while allegedly looting his firm. In 2000, then Vice President Al Gore and HUD Secretary Andrew Cuomo announced a new $2 million partnership with North Point Communications to help bridge the digital divide by providing broadband internet access to more than 800 low-income urban neighborhoods. Looking for the political juice to help it with licenses needed from the FCC, North Point invited Sarah Biden to join its board along with Hunter Biden. At the time, Hunter served as executive director of e-commerce policy at the Commerce Department, a Clinton-appointed position. It's just so incestuous with these people. It's not known if his aunt Sarah did any lobbying for North Point, but FEC records show that in 2000, she gave $1,200 to North Point's PAC, People for Digital Competition. She does not appear in federal lobbying disclosure records as a registered lobbyist. And, oh, by the way, surprise, North Point filed for bankruptcy in 2001. Do I need to comment on that? Several years later, another Biden donor retained her and the Lionhall Group to lobby Senator Biden and other senators for passage of a bill to help resolve tobacco-related medical claims. Although the bill, which Joe Biden supported, died in the Senate, the donor who pushed it, famous Mississippi trial attorney Dickie Scruggs, introduced Sarah Biden to two associates, also Biden donors, who proposed bringing her into a potentially lucrative venture, according to legal documents. Mississippi lawyers Steve Patterson and Timothy Balducci were looking to build a Democratic lobbying firm in Washington with global reach, offered to make Sarah a partner in the firm, which they planned to call Patterson, Balducci, and Biden. But the deal fell apart when Balducci and Patterson were indicted on federal bribery charges in an investigation that also ensnared Scruggs. After all three men went to federal prison, Biden was forced to return their donations. I don't need to give you much more here, people, but it's a trail. Sarah and her husband had more trouble with the IRS in 2013 when the agency slapped them with another lien for unpaid taxes. Want to know how much? $589,000. They also faced state and local tax liens, property records show. They had purchased a $2.5 million vacation home in Naples, Florida, which all the people in the family used, and they racked up debt renovating the home. They called it the Biden Bungalow. I'll leave it there.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.